The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 1.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day and this week and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. She was ready. Ready to begin her new life with Joseph. Ready to move in with his extended family, as was custom in her day. Ready to become a part of the Davidic line, for she had no status on her own in those days. The angel Gabriel told Mary that God chose her to bear the Savior of the world. That was something that turned her world upside down. She thought she was ready. But God called her to care for and nurture the life growing inside her, to bring about the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, so that the world would know how much God loved them. Mary, obedient to God's will, was taken out of her comfort zone of what she and the world expected of her, and what she expected would be given her through her extended family, and was now in the wilderness of needing to completely rely on God to help her bring about the Christ child for the sake of the world. In her day, they would have stoned her fatally to punish her for being a pregnant, unwed mother. Yet knowing that, she risked her comfortable life as she knew it, as there is always comfort in knowing what to expect, even if our life is not great, and willingly took up her cross to be a participant in God's love story for the world, telling the angel Gabriel, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then she rushed to be with her cousin Elizabeth, whom the angel Gabriel had also told of her own part in the salvation of the world, that she would bear a child who would prepare the way of the Lord after being barren in her old age. Two things stand out for me in this text. Mary was not alone. God had given her someone who would listen and in whom she could confide in and in whom she could share her faith with. She shared a similar willingness to be obedient to God's will for her life as Elizabeth. The other thing that stands out for me is in all God's power and might, God entered the flesh in the form of a vulnerable baby to be nurtured by someone who had no status in her culture, no rights, no hope without someone willing to provide for her. And yet Mary sang a song of praise known as the Magnificat, which we sang in our psalm today. In it, she sang of how God turned the expectation of how he would save the Jewish people from their oppressors on its head. The Roman Empire was the occupying force at the time, and yet God was working in the least likely places and the least likely people when it seemed God wasn't. And it was possible because Mary was obedient to bear the Christ child on behalf of the world. At the 2012 ELCA Youth Gathering, the Reverend Nadia Boltz-Weber, known for her tattoos, gave a keynote address in which she shared her call to ministry. She talks about being raised in a tradition where women had no voice, her experiences with alcoholism, and of finding herself on a pathway to destruction. Today, she is a mouthpiece for progressive Christianity, and her scope of influence is tremendous. Her story is a proof that God lifts up the lowly and chooses what is not powerful to bear God's life in this world. Sometimes God asks us to be willing to bear the Christ child in situations we don't want to be in. We are taken out of our comfort zone, and we face big risks to bear the Christ child for the sake of the world. We are ready for Christmas and life to go on like usual. Some of us aren't ready. Some of us are mourning loved ones. But God does not work because we're ready or not. God comes and turns our world upside down, and that is something to rejoice in, for we are not alone, but with the community of saints, with Mary, we are the bearers of Christ through our baptism. Christ came to be with us in our baptism and shines his light and forgiveness in us. And we are called to share that light and share that forgiveness with all those we encounter. Will we, like Elizabeth, go out in the world today and this week and recognize Christ in our neighbor? As you go about your Christmas celebrations surrounded by family and friends, many who don't think, look, or act like you, how might you respond to God asking you to bear the Christ child, the Savior of the world, in your time together? Like Elizabeth tells Mary, we are blessed when we believe the fulfillment of what was spoken to us by the Word, that the Word became flesh, and that flesh will be offered up for the sake of the world. This flesh, recognized already by John in Elizabeth's womb through the power of the Holy Spirit, that flesh will eventually undergo the suffering and shame of death on the cross. And yet this suffering is overcome by Jesus being raised from the dead, having victory over death and sin, and by him returning to his disciples to forgive them for betraying, denying, and abandoning him. This Christmas, may we, the followers of Jesus, be willing Christ bearers, offering God's mercy and grace to all we encounter, trusting God to provide for us in our wilderness when we are out of our comfort zone, so that we might recognize Christ in our neighbor and they might recognize Christ in us and rejoice at what is truly the reason for Christmas: God with and for us, for the sake of the salvation of this broken world. So help us, God. Amen.